Macmillan Children's Readers. Published and copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2015. Recorded and produced by Tom, Dick and Debbie Productions. Chocolate. Chocolate everywhere. Written by Paul Mason. Chocolate, chocolate everywhere.
All over the world, people eat chocolate. Chocolate is a very popular food. This picture shows a woman making chocolate over 2,000 years ago. Chocolate comes in different flavours. It also comes in different shapes and sizes.
The cocoa tree.
The cocoa tree is sometimes called the chocolate tree. The cocoa tree comes from Central and South America. The cocoa tree grows fruit. Inside the fruit are cocoa beans. These are used to make chocolate.
How to make chocolate?
First, people pick the cocoa beans. They leave the beans for a few days. Then, they dry the beans in the sun. Next, the beans go into a machine to cook them. It's very hot. The shells come off the cocoa beans. Another machine presses the beans and makes a brown liquid.
You can't eat it yet.
After the beans are pressed, the chocolate maker adds milk and sugar and then mixes. Then, the chocolate maker makes chocolates in different shapes.
Now you can eat it!
Different types of chocolate.
Dark chocolate has got a very strong flavour. It's got a lot of cocoa in it. Milk chocolate is sweet. It's made from milk and sugar mixed with cocoa. White chocolate is made from a different part of cocoa beans. It's called cocoa butter.
Do you have a favourite type of chocolate?
Is chocolate good for you?
Some people say that eating chocolate is good for you. Chocolate helps to keep your heart healthy. But eating too much chocolate can be bad for you. Some chocolate has got a lot of sugar. This is bad for your teeth.
Hooray for chocolate!
Chocolate is a nice treat. On special days, people give presents. Some people give chocolates to celebrate. People have chocolate at parties. Sometimes there are chocolate fountains.
Recipe for chocolate sauce.
Make sure there is an adult to help you. Ingredients: 200 grams dark chocolate, 70 grams sugar, 100 millilitres cream, 50 millilitres water. Directions. Put all the ingredients into a bowl. Boil some water in a saucepan. Be careful. Put the bowl on top of the saucepan. It needs to be above the water. Stir the chocolate until it melts. Dip some strawberries and bananas in and enjoy.
The Chocolate Fountain, written by Paul Mason. Mr. and Mrs. Hall and their son, James, are at the train station. They are in a new town.
Where's this shop? Go straight on. It's next to the newsagents.
There aren't a lot of shops in this town. Everybody goes to the big supermarket.
Here we are.
The shop is empty. The Hall family are opening a new shop. It's a chocolate shop.
Our new home.
There's a lot of work to do.
Let's sweep the floor.
The Hall family work hard. They clean, they sweep, and they paint. Mr. Hall makes a new sign for the shop. It says, Tasty Chocolates.
Great sign, Dad!
Our shop looks lovely. Mr. and Mrs. Hall make a lot of chocolates. They put the chocolates on the shelves in the new shop.
Look at all these different flavours.
Look at all these different shapes.
White chocolate, my favourite.
A man comes into the shop. He looks angry.
Are you the owner? Is this your shop?
Yes, I am. It's our new shop.
The man laughs at their small shop. He doesn't think they can sell much chocolate.
You can't make any money in this town.
The man owns the big supermarket in town. His name is Mr. Nelson.
I've got a bigger shop than you. I've got better chocolates.
James starts to worry. He thinks about how many chocolates Tasty Chocolates can sell. Mr. and Mrs. Hall have got a plan. They've got a special machine. Our fountain.
Look. What does it do?
Mrs. Hall uses her special chocolate sauce recipe. She mixes the chocolate. She pours it into the fountain. The fountain looks amazing. The chocolate pours down.
What a wonderful smell!
Open the door and let the chocolate smell out.
Yes, Mum.
The smell from the chocolate fountain travels all over the town. The police officer, vet, and shop assistant can all smell the chocolate.
What's that delicious smell?
It's chocolate.
Where's the chocolate? Soon the shop is full of customers. They all want a tasty chocolate treat. The Hall family are very busy. Can I have some chocolate from the fountain, please?
Yes, you can.
Can I have some white chocolate too? Mr. Nelson smells the chocolate.
Where's the chocolate?
He sees that the new chocolate shop is full. He sees the happy customers.
Is there any milk chocolate?
Mr. Nelson eats some chocolate from the chocolate fountain.
Do you like our chocolate?
No, not at all. In fact, I love it. Your chocolate is much better than mine.
Thank you.
Everybody eats more chocolate. Everybody is very happy that the Hall family are here.
Yes!
Huzzah!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Well